Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Really excited, I think. A quote that's never been said and probably will never be said in NFL history is, we got too many corners that can cover. So I think that's a great problem to have, and really excited for that addition.
First of all, Marlon, pump your brakes, bro. I remember teams saying they had too many pitchers and they didn't know what to do with all of them, Ed, and all of a sudden have their pitchers get hurt. Now they're looking for pitchers.
Yeah.
So let's pump our brakes on. You got too many corners there, bro. The Baltimore Ravens since 2019, total wins 14, 11, 8, 9, bad year, 10, 13, 12. Are they out of excuses for not winning the Super Bowl now, Edward?
Yes, I think they are. I mean, they've got – listen, it's been a comedy of errors. You shut out the dynasty of our era in the second half of a playoff game. You don't win that game.
That makes my stomach hurt every time.
That one kills me, though. You know, you had a couple of drop passes by your most reliable hands on the team. That cost you. You know, against Buffalo, the offensive line takes a dump. The running game can't get going. They lose in a low scoring game. It's like they've had so many just unusual losses here. And now, just look at the secondary. Top of my head, now we got Jair Alexander. He was drafted ahead of Lamar in that draft
because he was getting interviewed when Lamar got drafted, and he jumped up.
That's
all
right.
Excited.
That's yeah. Right. And now you got Jair, Roquan, Kyle. Who else you got here?
Malachi Starks,
Wiggins.
Ooh, what's the other corner's name?
Marlon Humphrey. They're all first round picks.
Awuzie, yeah, that's another corner they have. I mean, you have depth there, and then they were
these are all first rounders.
Yeah. Oh, but they're also talking about how much they like TJ Tampa, and they don't know if they can get him on the field.
Yes, and he's been playing well in these padless practices. But I'm looking right now. You have six first round defensive players. That's just in the secondary I'm looking at, and including Agent Zero, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's incredible. It's incredible, Excuse time is over.
Jeremy, I'm done blaming coaches. Players got to get this done. That many players, you got to get it done.
I got enough blame for everyone. I'm not done blaming coaches. But, like, I do say this because when you look at the talent that's here, I'm knocking on wood, so I don't – the only thing – you look at it and go, well, the only thing that feels like that could – stop them would be injuries, right? Yeah, like you talk about, that could change a season in a heartbeat, especially if something happens eight.
Yeah, now, that's the 8-9 season of 2021.
Yeah.
Injuries.
Exactly. And again, like when you get to this point, of course, could Mahomes have something to say about it and just be downright special like he always is? Sure. Could the Bills catch fire? Is there some team that could make a move? Are we not talking about some? Are the Chargers finally going to take that step?
There's always a team you're not talking about because there's always a team in the NFL that comes out of nowhere. A couple of years ago, it was the Lions.
Yeah.
Came out of nowhere. Yeah. They're not that team anymore the way they came out of nowhere, but originally they were.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much talent here. Like I thought they were the best team in football last year.
And a year before.
Yes. Well, a year before, there wasn't even any damn question about that. I mean, that was just ridiculous. And last year was this amazing season where you blew a couple of games, and then you didn't get what you needed to have home games here, so you had to go on the road. Okay, fine. You don't punt against Buffalo, but your turnovers cost you and mistakes cost you, and here you are looking at it again, and that's why I think that narrative builds. But ain't no more excuses now, man. Like you said, there's just too much talent here.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's too much talent, but you also have guys. You have a lot of guys that are at the point of their careers where winning a Super Bowl is the most important thing. So I don't think egos, young guys where you haven't done enough to have an ego, older guys where you've done a lot, now all you need is a ring. So I don't think ego is going to be a thing on this team.
Yeah, I don't either. And then when I said too much talent, that's T-E-W. It's the Baltimore two. Too much talent. Yeah, but no, Rob, you're absolutely right, though, when you look at this team. Even talking about how much better they are from the backup quarterback situation. Not that I'm telling you Cooper Rush is anything, yeah, but the guy started a bunch of games in this league. Lord.
You know? Why'd you send out the Rashawn signal?
It was like, did you see it? Did you see it in Florida?
I saw it in Tampa. You sent out the Rashawn signal, man.
Instead of a bat, it's a baseball cap back with braids hanging out. It's a big signal in the sky now.
He just posted a montage video of all the fights in Austin when he was there.
Did he really?
Woman hitting woman. Man hitting woman. Man hitting man.
Why does he always find fights? I feel like he's TMZ.
Yeah.
Like, you find stuff that nobody else finds. Well, what do you?
That's
what
BGE World Star.
World Star, I was going to say. That's what it was.
World Star. Let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Get Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all? Oh, my bad. Hey, man. What's up, man? This Dyer here. Welcome on flat, man. Let's get this money, Dyer. Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, Jeremy. I thought I was the only one, man. That man want to be a jit so bad with them fronts in his mouth. He can hardly talk. Man, I'm talking about, yeah. But, hey, I ain't going to lie, man. Hey, EDC, man. I'm glad EDC be listening to us, man. That man making moves, man. And for all y'all Raven fans was out here talking about, yeah, EDC don't do this, man. Praise that man, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so happy. But look, I'm going to still say the same thing. And I agree with Rob. No Ravens fans should be saying, yo, it's the coaches. It's the players. They got to lock in and do what they got to do. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, hopefully we win the Super Bowl. Hey, I ain't got too much. And plus, I'm running hot anyway, man, because they wrong. I know. Eight, man. We lost by eight. Well, we ain't lose by eight. We gave up eight. It's sad, man, but I'll talk about the Orioles another time. But, hey, we here, man. We here. Hey, Buffalo, we got 80 more days. See you at Buffalo. Hello? Hey, y'all have a great Thursday, all right? Friday
you
evening.
Too.
Rob, I'm not trying to create a monster, but I love every time that cat calls.
I know you do.
There's some. He's going to say something that's going to make me smile or laugh on this side.
I know you do.
Dude, he called in and said he wished you a happy
monster
Father's Day, and you didn't respond back, and it was a total lie.
It wasn't a lie. He was drunk. He thought he did it. He's drinking hallucinatives.
Hallucinatives?
Whatever, something like that.
No, that's what he texts. That's what I'm like, dude. I said, you do know that never happened. It didn't. I screenshotted him. Where is it? Oh, my bad. So it really wasn't a lie. He thought. He said it. He drank so much, he thought he texted me.
Nah, bro.
It wasn't me. I'd text you back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.